Hello, Agus Falcha. This podcast is about hill running, and on most of my jaunts up the hills of Arran, I run wherever possible. Now, I've heard it said that hill runners are mad. As a hill runner of many years' standing, I don't subscribe to that view, but then, as a hill runner of many decades, I'd be mad to in any case. However, the few folk who don't immediately call me mad will often ask me, how do you actually run up and down hills? And many say, I could run down okay, but it would be the running up that would trouble me. Actually, it's the other way round. Any reasonably fit person who's capable of walking up a hill could run up. Might not be fast, but that's not the issue. Running downhill is a totally different matter. Running downhill is difficult and it can be a tad dangerous. There are far more injuries in downhill running than any other form of running. And it's usually the experienced runners who are most likely to be injured because they're the ones who'll be running faster and taking more risks. The slightest drop in concentration at a pace that would challenge Usain Bolt can mean flying through the air, followed by a painful scrape pending a rushed trip to A&E. But anyway, for those who are still interested, here are my three absolute requirements for hill running. Firstly, there's footwear. Please don't think that an ordinary pair of trainers will be sufficient. That might be what you use to run up and down the steepest tarmac roads in your town, but off-road, forget it. You need grip on hills. Specialist hill running shoes are light with deep tread on the soles. The deepest treads are best for muddy areas, but most folk go for a pair that are good in various conditions. My preference has always been Inov8 Mudrog, though many think that the Walsh PB can't be bettered. Of course, other brands are available. Having said that, avoid shoes that are a fashion statement. And a word of warning. Hill shoes come without the support and cushioning that ordinary road trainers come with. That means that they are absolute rubbish for running on hard tarmac road or concrete pavement. Ask any hill runner what they hate most in a hill race and they'll tell you. The road sections, especially towards the finish when your legs have already turned into what closely resembles jelly. The second absolute requirement is technique. Road runners have it easy, and the track runners even easier. I've often thought that the most important attribute of a trackie is a total lack of grey matter. Consider this. A 10k on the road can become a bit tedious if the local scenery is concrete paving and high-rise conurbations. However, even that pales into insignificance when compared against 25 times round the same track in the same direction with the same boring and closed views 25 times over. An automaton with zero imagination and the ability to hold one simple set of instructions to place one foot in front of the other and then repeat is the recipe for a great trackie. On the other hand, hills. How different can you get? No two hills are the same and no two footfalls identical. Your technique opposites go from the trackie who places one foot in front of the other to the hill runner who appraises each individual action, mentally conducts a risk assessment and adjusts to the changing circumstances and environment. At worst, a trackie will risk getting scratched by a spike whilst a hill runner risks A&E. So, to give you the best chance of staying upright, you need to improve your technique. As already mentioned, rarely have I found someone who, with a reasonable level of fitness, can't run up a hill. The main technique for uphill is go slower. It's as simple as that. Generally, your legs will tell you how quickly to go as pain, tiredness and gradient make running an impossibility and walking a necessity. Sure, you can use your hands to push down on your knees to help you up, and you can get onto your tiptoes to try and inject a bit of pace, but everything will be dictated by the hill, with you as a virtual looker on. But going down is different. The hill descent separates the hill runners from everyone else. Good road runners will often get to the top of a hill quicker than a good hill runner, but they'll be left far behind on the downhill. There's no standard technique that can be taught, but there are certain principles. Balance is essential. That might mean having your arms well away from your body, perhaps even windmilling to an extent. Concentration. And concentration is hard. Keeping your concentration whilst running at speeds down a steep hill is tough. And your concentration's easily broken. It can still be learned. Vision. A road runner can mosey along with hardly a care in the world as they chat to their pals and admire the architecture of their surroundings. On a hill descent, you must keep your eyes set on where your next step is going to go. Your vision will determine whether or not you're heading for a trip or a fall. You can learn a lot about technique from watching hill runners during a race. Probably better not to start with the top third of the runners, nor the bottom third, but the third in the middle. They're usually decent hill runners, so look out for them. And control. Control is everything. Control is made up of the lot of the different bits and pieces that you've already learned. And control can be gained through practice and development of your technique. Get out and into the hills, run up and down if you can, take a pal. Well, you never know. Finally, the third absolute is confidence. I've heard folk call it madness, or the je ne sais quoi, or just something you either have or you don't have. None of these things are right. It's all down to shoes and technique. When you have the correct shoes, you have the requisite equipment. And when your technique has been perfected, you're well on the way to building your confidence. Regular training in the hills will take your confidence to a higher level and you'll be ready for anything. But a wee word of warning. When you take a tumble, and you will take a tumble at some point, it'll really dent your confidence. But even that will be temporary. You'll get up, sort yourself out, and get back to what you love. And I've always loved hill racing. It gives a purpose, focus, and challenge, sometimes all at once. Lots of people talk about being competitive, but usually they're the ones that get a chance of winning. What point, they'll say, is there of competing in anything if you haven't a slug's chance in a Russian coal mine of salt mine of winning? Well, whilst it's nice to win, as you get older, slower, slightly less motivated, there's less chance of the win, but more of simply getting one over your contemporaries and those who run at your own pace. So, speaking from experience, there's no need to give up just because you're an elderly, decrepit, decaying, atrophied old git, because there's always someone slower than you, even if it is just the sweeper. Thanks for listening.